Those Damn Ross Kids is a podcast for adults, and the opinions expressed do not reflect the opinions of our employers or even ourselves. We'd like to hear from you. Give us a call at 419-528-TDRK to leave a voicemail, and we just may play it on the show.
Robot podcast.
Robot podcast. We are...
Program for mediocre.
Those Damn Ross Kids, a conversation between brothers, featuring Chris and Cole Ross.
Hey Chris, what episode is this? This is episode number 91 of the comedy podcast, Those Damn Ross Kids.
Your name is Chris?
Yes, and you are, I assume, still?
I am still Cole.
Good.
My name is still Cole, the stillest of the Coles.
The names remain the same. Although the podcast is different.
Meet the new pod bosses. Same as the old pod bosses?
I think so.
Yeah, let's just go with that. So we're here to entertain your asses. We're a comedy podcast here on the internet, available via iTunes and other various and sundry delivery services. We're just out there wherever your ears are. That's fine. So, Chris, I understand that you have some stories to tell me.
I don't.
No?
No.
You have not done any pre-production.
I'm ill-prepared.
Chris, I was like, I did like, okay, so the reason we sound different, we are recording live, we do this on occasion.
I don't know how I got here. I traveled three hours from
Mansfield, Ohio to Cincinnati, Ohio.
But if you take the G6.
But if you take the Pontiac G6,
the G6.
Sorry, okay.
That implies we got here quicker because that's a jet.
Ah, okay.
Yep.
Yeah, the jet stream?
The plane.
Okay.
No one ever calls the jet stream the G6. Oh, wait, you watch weather on BET.
What?
You watch the weather on BET.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they call that.
The weather on BET?
No, the jet stream's a G6 on the weather on BET.
Okay.
Like a G6.
Is that Black Entertainment Network?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I did like 45 minutes of pre-pro. Well, realistically, an hour and a half of pre-pro.
It was a long time.
With the scotch, yeah.
Yeah, you focused. It was good. I watched you. You don't normally try that hard.
No,
you?
No. You were doing, you were making artisanal.
Artisanal beer bread.
Yeah, you were.
Yeah, which in, is in the Quichon.
Which is in the Quichon.
Quichon.
Yeah. Tell me what you thought of Jungle Gems, which is the local emporium of world wares and food here in Cincinnati, Ohio.
You know when a snake molts? It's where its skin kind of cracks off.
Yeah, yeah. And at least
yeah,
behind,
my
like,
insides felt like it was going to do that in there.
like you were going to leave a crisp casting like and I then was, just flee
exactly,
the scene.
Exactly, yeah. And melt into the floor because I wanted to get away from that. Like, it was a Saturday afternoon at Jungle Gyms here in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Cincinnati,
which
Ohio.
Is apparently a 5.5 square mile erection to food globally and locally. They're focal and local and global. But yeah, it was bad. It was bad news. There were people coming from every direction and multiple ethnicities. Lots and lots of Asians in the parking lot, and they didn't see any inside really, which was odd because they weren't pushing carts. But
Chris,
outside,
turrets.
I mean,
yeah.
What?
Turrets.
No, they didn't have turrets, which is weird because they had a monorail. They didn't have any turrets.
There is a monorail.
It was
there.
Weird. No 50 caliber like, turrets.
What did you think of the bathroom?
The bathroom was like it was a porta pot on the outside, and I assume remember this story, but you want me to tell it, so
I do.
I will,
Chris. I haven't heard this story before.
He said you have to go to the restroom. Cole said, and I said no, I'm good. To which Cole repeated, "No, you have to go to the restroom," and I said, "Okay." I'll go to the restroom. So I venture in a porta pot door, which opens up into a
droid.
It opens up to a real bathroom, a nice bathroom per se. I mean, maybe like a theater bathroom,
like tile floors
or something. Yeah, it was like a long table, like a funeral home bathroom.
Yeah.
And then I walked in and like the store, the bathroom was just to the brim with people.
Yeah.
And urine. Yeah. And I peered through, through the portal of people and urine, only to see a gentleman in the line of urinals pissing with his dress slacks around his chinos down around his dress slacks. Yes, they were strangulating his. The dress slacks were strangulating his ankles as his bare ass pissed. I assume because I took his bare ass from behind in my view. I watched that. You sounded
took,
bad.
You took his I ass watched, from behind.
I did not take no.
Okay,
I took it in no.
No, it has
I
to
watched
be,
him.
It has
it's
got to
be
your
bull. I understand now. So I quickly turn around and we came back out to the fucking panic that is Jungle Gyms.
Yeah.
And So that was a mess. And I think that we got maybe almost a half, 2/3 of the way through shortly after the bathroom. And I looked at you and I said, Cole, can you promise me something? And
I said, what?
He said, we're not going to kiss later. And I said, no, don't ever fucking bring me here again. and to which you responded, you defended. And you said,
I defer.
Well, in all fairness, which always means you're losing. In all fairness, she looked of age.
In all fairness, it's a Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. In all fairness, she screamed yes when I took my hand off her throat.
Yeah.
Makes that legal. But in all fairness, it is Saturday afternoon.
Yeah.
And that's when we're doing this.
We made it through Saturday. We lived. We lived despite chino pants dressed. Knees
strangulated,
ankles, man.
Bare ass man pissing in a urinal in a sea of sake.
The funny thing about that is, like, nobody reacted besides you, according to your story.
I didn't react. I just about faced and walked back out the porta pot door.
I'm not a person who uses urinals. I prefer the privacy of a stall.
Well, for good reason.
Yeah. But, just one of those things. If I saw that, just be like, no.
You need room for your alms.
Yeah. Got to free them up, you know?
Free them up.
You know, I piss. I look like, Pee Wee in a porn theater. I'm waving my arms around. It's a secret word, piss. No.
Gotcha.
No, for those of you who don't know.
Cole needs a stall. When he pees, he looks like he's promoting a used car sale.
Wow! No. Jungle Gyms.
Pull off the highway. Cole's taking a urination.
It's a grocery store here in Southern Ohio. I found out when I called them to find out if they found our whiskey. We left our whiskey in the car. That they have two branches now, which is neat. But there's one near here. It's like a World Market / liquor store / tobacconist / 5 square miles thing of horror and power that you need to go to. Apparently, they've got like amusement park rides and monorails in the parking lot. It's crazy. Their owner, he dresses as a wizard. Which is neat.
What were those words you just said?
His owner dresses as a wizard.
Like a wizard.
Like a wizard. The owner dresses as a wizard. Jungle Jim, he is a wizard.
The the loser brews his own scissor.
Blip.
That's what that sounded like. The loser brews his own scissor.
Chris, tell me a story now. It doesn't have to do with JJ's.
All right, gotcha. Hey, a new unauthorized biography of Elizabeth Taylor.
Liz Taylor.
Yeah. Blue Eyes herself. White Diamonds.
White Diamonds. Passed away. Not Liza Minnelli.
No.
Liz Taylor.
Liz Taylor.
Okay.
Of course, there's a new unauthorized biography that is coming out about her, and it's titled Elizabeth Taylor : Never Probe So Deep. No, her colon probably wasn't, because I mean she was lady of her time, but the title is Elizabeth Taylor : There Is Nothing Like a Dame. And it says that she allegedly slept with Ronald Reagan when she was a teen, and he was 36.
Holy shit.
Quote, and this is a quote from a friend who is quoting Elizabeth Taylor back in the day.
Okay.
Reagan was treating me like a grown-ass woman. And that thrilled the shit out of me. We sat on a sofa, and I saw his fiscal erection. No, we sat on a sofa, and I could tell he wanted to get it on.
Get it on.
But he seemed reluctant to make the first move. I became the aggressor. After a heavy makeout session on the sofa, we went to the bedroom.
The boudoir.
Yes. And then the story gets better.
Does it? It can't.
The unauthorized biography.
The unauthorized secondhand retelling of statutory rape by a president. Okay.
The book also alleges that she slept with John F. Kennedy.
No.
But not alone. And not in a bed, but in a pool. It was part of a threesome.
It doesn't count then.
With a gentleman you might remember as Robert Stack. That man from a show called Unsolved Mysteries.
Mystery solved.
Yeah. The book also claims that she had an affair with Frank Sinatra, which got too serious. And she drove him away when she pretended to be pregnant in order to trick him into marrying her.
Who wrote this book?
Doesn't matter.
Well, I mean,
it's a good author.
I mean, it's great stories. I mean, she's the Forrest Gump of banging famous people, but
right?
You know, see, it's funny because I can
it's
tell
the first
when...
person I've seen bang a famous person while drinking Dr. Pepper. I remember that.
It's the first famous person I've seen banging Captain Kangaroo.
Separate but equal.
An orgy with John Lennon. Who knew?
Right? That's odd.
Ma'am, you dropped this. Wow. That's something. She had a shelf of tits.
Really?
Have you ever seen her in her prime?
No, I don't think so.
Wow. Yeah. No, her and, you'll never believe this, Ethel Mertz.
I don't know who that is.
Vivian Vance?
From Vance Refrigeration?
No. Although I appreciate the Office reference. Is that show still on?
Occasionally.
Okay.
Yeah. Every 3 weeks they come back.
Yeah. No. Yeah. NBD, no big deal. No.
Ed Helm, he needs some place to be.
Exactly.
So everybody kind of gets together and gives him a job. That's what that's about.
He burned that Daily Show bridge long ago.
Yes, that's right.
And Hangover 3 is 2 years out.
See you, bye.
No. No, no, Vivian Vance, the starlet, Ethel Mertz from I Love Lucy.
Okay.
Yeah. You remember her. She was a very portly woman at that age, mm-hmm. You know, or not portly.
That age.
That is ungenerous.
Of that vintage or of her age?
No. Of the age that she existed in, she was meant to be portrayed as an unattractive woman. Like, you know, just kind of like, oh, she's married to Fred Mertz and she's the landlady.
But she has a bottom you would open up with a cock can opener.
Right. No, but if you like look at her, she was like a pinup girl.
Really?
Really. Like you would
pin her to the wall.
with my cock can opener. No. Like look her up. Vivian Vance. If you, you know, go through Google image search, save search off, of course. No, you go back through the archives there, through anything not related to I Love Lucy and She Loves Me, you get to some fairly provoco stuff, right?
Don't say right to me because I don't know.
I'm just saying, fairly provoco stuff. It's a thing.
Yeah.
No. So, yeah, that's kind of crazy. She's the Forrest Gump of, you know, deep diving, as it were.
Ethel or Liz?
Both. Both. Sorry.
Stop that. Who are you?
Wait a minute. So, Chris, Edward Archibald was a daredevil. He was willing enough to meet any challenge that he entered into an unorthodox contest that could and, you know, would end his life. Such was his end after he participated in a cockroach-eating contest in his Florida town. The contest was held at an alligator farm called Ben Siegel Reptiles. Are you finding this on your own articles, as it were?
No, I saw it. I didn't pick it.
Okay. That's funny. Like, I just...
Too mainstream for me.
God damn it, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's too easy, right?
I saw it on the forums, you know?
No, the forums, yeah. Yeah, the forums. Those are deep. That's a deep well.
The forums. By winning the cockroach eating contest, he won an ivory ball python, which he gave to a friend. For him, it wasn't about the prizes. It was about the glory.
And then he died.
Speaking of glory, he was already entered to win and compete in, to compete in and win, sorry, a super worm eating contest.
Cockroaches are poisonous.
Are they?
Yeah, that's why he died.
See, that's funny because the law firm that represents Siegel Reptiles came forth to say the consumption of insects is widely accepted throughout the world, no. And the insects presented as part of the contest were taken from an inventory of insects that are safely and domestically raised in a controlled environment as food for reptiles.
Yeah, but some people are allergic to the terrible, terrible chemical that kills them.
To the filth that is inside of these vermin.
Yeah, it's in their wings, their bug backs.
Yeah, they're
shiny browns.
They're Thorbacks, yeah.
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 They're Thorbacks.
The Thorbaxes.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
No, and that's, you know.
I mean, it's, yeah, who can blame it? Guy goes to a peanut eating contest, doesn't know he's allergic to peanuts.
You give me your all Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. Your weekends are yours.
I don't care. If you're out there banging Liz Taylor, that's fine. You may be president of the United States and she's 13. I don't care.
Doesn't matter to me.
It's up to you.
Exactly.
It's up to you.
And that's up to you.
That is up to you. Superworms, Chris. Superworms.
Hey, a Wisconsin state representative is under fire after relaying his father's advice that was given to him as a child. The advice is, quote, "Some girls rape easy."
Oh, no.
Oh,
Chris,
no.
Chris, are we starting a trend for this episode?
The state representative's father, as the state representative says, was warning him against premarital sex. Because consent, and this is my favorite part. It's not the rapey part. This is why I chose this.
That's so unusual.
Although the quote does include rape. It says that the father gave this warning because trying to get him to not have premarital sex because, quote, "consensual sex can turn into rape in an awful hurry."
Oh, no.
Oh, no. This guy keeps talking.
Stop. Just cut it off.
Stop talking. Just smile and say goodbye.
Smile, nod, yeah. And back away slowly.
And he's talking to, like, journalists in the paper and stuff.
Oh, fucking shit. Stop.
He repeats his father and saying, "All of a sudden, a young lady gets pregnant, and the parents are madder than a wet hen."
can you say that as Foghorn Leghorn for me?
I don't know. How does Foghorn
set that? When all of a sudden... Well, all of a sudden, the little lady gets pregnant.
All of a sudden,
and the parents are like, I say,
what a mad hen.
Wetter than a mad hen?
Yeah.
Okay.
Madder than a wet hen.
There we go. Yeah. Can you say that as Foghorn Leghorn?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. And the little rape girl, she's not going to...
No, fucking shit.
No, the girl. Yeah, she's not little. No. She's a Asian teen.
Jesus.
Ugh. Oh my god, none of this is usable. Alright. Madder than a wet hen.
Okay. You can see how, like, uncomfortable this makes me, right?
Yeah, which is why it's fun. And the girl who has been part of this, in the dad's eyes, this is not real rape. This is not legitimate.
Wait a minute,
No, it's not. His point is that in that time, not today, but still today.
Chris, I just...
She's not... The girl's, you know, she's trying to avoid the embarrassment of being entered.
After
and spawned inside.
After a certain point.
No, it's okay. And then the girl... And the guy's advice, the dad's advice, he says, the girl's not going to be like, oh, yeah, I was part of the, quote, program.
Oh, okay, so what you're saying is, you know...
So
this guy says that his dad says...
Exactly, but his dad's dead. So he's passing this information on to the next, you know, the next Star
okay,
Trek.
Okay, so if his dad is dead, that, how could he be smart enough to give...
But because he gave the advice a long time ago, and then the guy is giving the advice that his dad gave to them.
And he's making policy.
He's in Wisconsin.
Okay.
So making
policy.
Not so much.
Yeah, that's fucking retarded.
Yeah. All that she has to say, and this is a quote, that the parents have to say, is that it was rape because she's underage. Really?
Well, I mean, that's kind of your fault to begin with.
And then the dad just said, hey, remember Roger, which this is the Roger's the name of the state representative in Wisconsin. Remember, Roger, if you get on this road, some girls, they rape easy. Yeah, it's bad news, right? So this guy has apologized and that it was important to, you know, recognize this as far as awareness goes. And that, you know, he apologized for trying
to
portray...
It's important to recognize what?
He said it's important to recognize that he was portraying women as...
It's important to recognize that you can blame the fucking victim?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. All right.
No, but he's a bad guy for saying this.
Okay.
And his dad was, too. But his dad was of the time.
Just like Vivian Vance was of the time.
Sure, yeah. His dad was from a time where you could just...
Bang Vivian Vance all day
you
long.
Just bang Vivian Vance, and then the next weekend be like, "Hey, White Diamond." Is that your own blouse?
Is that your
fragrance?
Is that your fragrance, Viv?
Liz?
Liz
Tay?
Liv?
Liz Tay? Is that you?
Is that you, Liv?
Yeah.
Fucking shit, man.
And this is all about a 17-year-old boy.
Some boys, they rape easy.
Some boys.
Especially the Boy Scouts.
Especially the one wearing that neckerchief.
Oh, boy. That was a Boy Scout.
We blow, I blow. We blow, I blow.
We all blow. Oh, man. Do not Google search that. So this is a bit of a public service announcement, encounter to a public service announcement.
Okay.
Okay. So you know about this meningitis thing, right?
Sure. It's bad.
Yeah, it's bad. Meningitis. I don't endorse
I'm
it.
I'm immune.
Are you?
Sure.
Okay. So far as you know.
I'm genetically sound.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I don't have allergies. How's that sniffle?
No. So apparently there are these like injectable steroids that are giving people meningitis and they're dying. No, it's just kind of like, oh boy, you're real inflamed. So let me give you this, you know, injection of steroids to, you know, get that like cortisol or cortisone or whatever it is. No, but people are getting like fungal meningitis, which is, you know,
scary.
Frightening. Like, if you have a headache, it's probably meningitis. I am really sorry to say, but it is quite like it's quite likely meningitis.
I'm sorry, that was visual humor.
This is an audio medium.
Translates.
No. But the governor of Florida, Rick Scott, the sole male possessor of the Palin-Bachman crazy eyes. Have you seen this guy?
No, I haven't.
He's completely bald, and he looks like Batboy.
Really?
Yeah, it's fucking nuts. Rick Scott, look him up.
Does Jeb Bush live inside him?
It's a puppet situation.
Pulls on his anal strings.
He recently suffered a gaffe.
G-A-F-F?
G-A-F-F-E.
Really?
Ooh.
That sounds European. I don't trust him.
A gaffe.
Oh, no.
in the wake of the fungal meningitis outbreak. In an official statement, Scott gave out the number of a sex line as opposed to a meningitis fact hotline. Whoops, says the supposed meningitis line. Hello, boys. Thank you for calling me on my anniversary. Sex line. His campaign corrected the mistake, but not before being found out by news agencies and assorted comedy podcasts. Hello, boys. Thanks for calling me on my anniversary. Boom.
Bonk.
Bonk. Watch out. Watch out what numbers you give, man. People still call phone sex lines?
I think so.
Like, I kind of want to find one and call it.
Right
now, let's do it. Boop, 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 boop. No, I'm not going to do that. That's not a bit I'm going to do.
You're not going to do that?
but it's like...
Because I was totally prepared to smash Doritos on my chest and tell you I was smoking Pall Malls while jacking off. Cool Ranch. Menthol. Penis.
Cool Ranch menthol. Oh, man. I can't think of anything more repulsive.
I can't think of anything more easy to pick up on a college campus. Excuse me, I have a Cool Ranch menthol dick. No. I want to eat it.
You know what that buzzing sound was? They're swarming.
They're swarming. That's scary. They're going to chase me down. Chase me down on the bed of roses.
Tell me a story.
All right. Hey, a Pennsylvania woman has filed a $3 billion lawsuit against Casey Anthony. The lawsuit claims that Miss Casey Anthony is a Illuminati actress.
Like an operative?
Yes. It says that Casey Anthony and the nighttime crime show lady Nancy Grace are, quote, working in cahoots with one another to fill the media with propaganda so that American citizens believe there is justice in this country. The woman claims that Casey Anthony called her house in August of 2011 and told her that her life was being exploited and that she was a hated nation wife. She said that Casey Anthony was going to come to her house in Fort Collins, Colorado and kill her. As Casey Anthony and Nancy Grace did to a lady named Peggy Hedrick in 1987. So apparently they're all time travelers too. Casey Anthony told the woman that she was going to stab her in her left eye as part of Illuminati symbolism. The woman said that Casey Anthony told her that the government was going to find a way to tap into her water pipes and poison the water supply. The woman claims that she was terrified to shower and drink water for months. She had spent $600 a month on bottled water.
$600 a month.
An Illuminati actress. Who was going to stab her in a... What does the left eye have to... Is that the eye that's on the dollar bill?
It's on the pyramid, yeah.
It's a left eye.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
You can tell by where the...
that's why I don't listen to the TLC.
She lost it in a car accident?
I think at David Justice's house.
Don't go chasing waterfalls.
He played for the Braves. She lit it on fire. She did.
She ruined every TLC song. I mean, Beyonce was just trying to do her thing, but she was like, I'm going to rap.
Beyonce was part of Destiny's Child. Those were all sisters.
Guest track.
Beyonce ate the other two and then became a superstar.
Who came out of TLC then?
I don't know.
Okay.
Nobody.
Left Eye died, right? From her hard living lifestyle as an Illuminati operative?
Sure, yeah. Meth.
No, that's, wow. I kind of feel bad laughing at her, but from one extent. Do you know who I blame, Chris?
Clinton?
The victim. No. Okay, so in 1987, Casey Anthony would have been 25.
No, Casey Anthony is like 30.
Is she?
She's like my age. Yeah. Okay. 1987, she was like 3.
Okay. Well, you
4,
know,
just something like that.
Like the second they're weaned off the teeth, they're put into a Batman League of Shadows type, you know, assassin cabal for the Illuminati, right?
Sure. Yeah. Right? I mean, she was like, you, like in 1987, you were a sinking feeling of a mistake.
Never a chance to save anything.
No, I didn't say that.
No,
fine. You saved my life a couple times.
So, yeah, no, but just kind of like, no, I don't blame the victim in this case. The victim being this woman. like what lawyer takes that case on? I'm serious. Like what? Like she, I mean, unless she's representing herself as the prosecution, somebody had to file the papers and do all that. I mean, I understand that, you know, like crazy.
No, there are lawyers are involved.
Are they?
Sure.
Okay. No, I mean, I understand that crazy has infinite capacity to, you know,
attain a degree.
But it's like,
or licensure.
I'm just imagining being like the PI in a film noir movie, saying, you know, it's like sitting there. I was sitting back with a nice tureen of scotch, minding my own business. And this is Tom Waits saying, Tom Waits PI. I was sitting back drinking a tureen of scotch when all of a sudden this dame with a single right eye came in and she said something about Illuminati, and I was like, oh, Scorpius trombones.
It's Tom Waits. Did you peel a label from that bottle of Warsteiner?
I peel labels from everything, Chris. I peel labels off a bottle of beer when I'm at a coffee house or a coffee shop, as it were.
I peel labels off of my Counting Crows albums.
that must be some kind of
Cheryl
deep
Crow.
Cut. Off of my Sheryl Crow albums. My Sheryl Crow Counting Crows crossover albums.
I count the album covers that I peel off of Sheryl Crow albums.
No, when I'm at a coffee shop, I, you know, if I have one of those, like, oh gosh, this is a cardboard sleeve, so you don't burn your hands off of this coffee.
Thanks, McDonald's.
I take them apart. I rip them apart into equal strips. So I tear it in half lengthwise, and then I tear them into 16ths.
You want to give me a present? Give me a sleeve of styrofoam cups.
A sleeve?
Oh, yes.
Because you do this. You do the same thing.
No, I break them in. I mean, like I tear them into like rings around the cup. And
yeah, yeah.
Kill dolphins.
Exactly. So I need to get this story out because, you know, in another week, you know, when our next episode comes out, it's not going to be as timely. You know,
we're timely.
This is topical humor.
Commentary. Go.
As it were. Okay. So these are political times. In
Mitt
addition
Romney.
To Mitt Romney.
Mitt Romney.
In addition to being tough economic times.
Betty Bachman eyes.
Vivian Bachman eyes.
Vivian Romney eyes.
So, in response to a recent gaffe committed by Mitt Romney during a debate, a Democratic super PAC called American Bridge 21st Century for the Future of Our Children. Sorry, I just vomited at that name. Bought the domain name bindersfullofwomen.com.
Sure.
Within 90 seconds of the presidential hopeful saying this phrase on national television, quote, "We bought it because we could tell it would be a memorable moment from the debate," says Chris Harrod, the PAC's super communications director. That's his title. "We were sort of on standby knowing that internet memes like this can solidify within seconds." Chris, this is the new face of political warfare. Meme control. By the next day, there was a Tumblr-driven site hosted on the domain name, and the Binders Full of Women hashtag on Twitter was on fire.
I would prefer to focus less on the... Sorry, was that a rough hit? get a cough to get off, right?
But I inhaled some salt and vinegar.
That was odd. I sucked the seed in. I didn't really need to stop eating oranges. But no, hey, I would prefer to focus less on the actual GAF and focus more on the soon-to-be Wii game GAF Hunter and the third-party developer that makes the controller for that.
It's just a, like Diabolt, like they make like a polling controller for it, and it plugs in wirelessly.
No, it's a GAF Hunter.
It's a GAF. I mean, I understand that, but sure. the game would be GAF Hunter, but the controller would be a wireless Diabolt voting machine.
Kind of.
What else could it be?
Like, it would be more like an IRS tax net.
An IRS tax umbrella.
Net.
Golden in color.
A golden net.
A golden net.
A golden tax net.
I don't like doing these things, but like a binder full of women.
These things. What are these things?
This podcast with you.
So you want to make fun of the actual GAF, the binder full of women. I mean, how else are you going to shop for women?
No, just kind of like you get into a taxi cab and a taxi cab in Bangkok, and you know you just kind of like say, "Give me whatever you got," instead of giving a destination. They hand you back a binder full of ladies and lady boys. And it's kind of like, oh, I'd like this. And they take you to wherever that lady / lady boy is, you know?
Yeah. I mean, that's full service there.
Exactly.
Give you a live tilapia to jam up your anus for the ride.
Because we spent too much time at Jungle Gyms. Those milky...
Only $5.99 a pound. I mean,
those milky-eyed tilapia women.
$6 for a fish in your anus? It's my fucking fish. It's a big fish.
What do you do after? It's a flexible fish, but still floppy.
Sure.
Maximum
You kill
pleasure.
It, you bury it.
You kill it, you eat it.
No, that's the fish. The woman, you bury it.
Jesus.
I'm sorry, that's violence. I don't mean to do that.
I know, it's like a tick for you.
Bury the fish.
It's a tick for you.
Bury the fish. Always.
Bury the fish, eat the woman. Okay.
Eat the woman. Eat that. Eat her.
Eat her. She likes it.
Hey, eat her. There's a guy who's going to be executed or is charged to be executed in Florida. Okay?
Okay.
He believes that he is the Son of God.
Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior.
He believes that he is Jesus Christ, yes. Sorry, you made it seem like our God was Jesus Christ.
I
believe in it.
The Son of our God is
a separation
is Jesus
between
Christ
Bible and Trinity.
Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, who, you know, died for our sins in order to forgive everything that we did wrong in this mortal world, including, you know, banging bottles together.
No, I don't hold that against you.
I'm banging bottles together in praise. Okay?
Praise?
Praise.
Praise Allah.
Hey, you know, Jesus is part of Muslim.
So this guy believes that he's the Son of God.
Okay, he believes that. That's
yet
to
be
proven.
He seems to assume that he is.
I mean, he professes to be
the
Son of...
He appears to exclaim.
Okay.
He's appearing tonight to exclaim on stage that he is
and
the Son of...
Strangely enough, our first in-studio guest, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, man.
Which is
so,
what he would do.
He would.
Is that pizza ready?
Holla back.
I'm so totally ready.
Holla back for a dope red baron. We mean no disrespect to anybody who is
I'm so going to be there.
Who is of a faith.
I'm on a crusade.
I am not of a faith, but...
Yeah. No, but the guy believes that he's a Son of God. So his attorneys, which I would assume are some sort of publicity-grabbing people...
As attorneys, we've already established this.
On high profile cases, they're going to believe that they are. And so they have decided to use the defense that he's insane.
Okay.
Because
he believes he's the son of God.
And so they presented this defense in court, and the judge that heard the case responded with, "I don't think that's insane at all. In fact, that doesn't differ from the beliefs of all the Christians in the room, let alone the nation."
Trap sprung.
Boing.
Got another leg off now, Jesus.
If you're going to call the idea that someone can be the Son of God,
he's coming
killed
back.
And then will be resurrected, someone who believes in that, if you're going to call them crazy, then the entire world, the entire Christian nation is crazy. That's this judge's contention. That's his right. belief. So this guy believing that he's the son of God, he's like, fucking prove it.
Hey, you know.
Hey, see on the flip side, dude.
To quote the...
see in the clouds. Move that stone.
Move that stone. To quote the song by...
Hey, I made the sidewalk. Move the stone.
The sidewalk for the air, right. No, to quote the song by Loose Fur, the Wilco Side Project, song entitled the Ruling Class.
Oh, yeah, he's back, Jack, smoking crack, find him if you want to get back.
It's going to come back no matter what the cause, no matter what the crime, no matter what the guys, right? He could be anywhere.
Sure.
All that I can surmise from this is that judges around the country, they're hip to this, right? They're hip to the fact that, like, people, if they want to be crazy, they're going to pull the Jesus card out. They're going to throw it like Gambit from the X-Men, right? It's like, ha, I'm Jesus. Oh, insane plea, ba 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 ba. Like, shit, like, dude, like, the shit you did, like, that wasn't crazy at all. You, like, robbed a liquor store. Nope, crazy son of God, blah, blah, blah. So, this guy is a part of a forum or a Usenet thread or some kind of mass email list that says, like, hey, judges, like, if somebody comes in and says, like, yo, dude, I am, you know, I am Yeshua, son of Yahweh, or whatever, you know, just like, just any of these guys that says, like, I'm the son of God, or whatever, it's like, nope, nope, nope. Anytime, any place, wink of the eye, no matter what. Soon, you know what? Moon of blood, you know, the six-eyed son of Satan rising from the seas to put the mark of the beast on the, you know, fatted calf or what have you. Like, oh, if you're crazy, then so is every other person who believes in such a mythology, right?
Sure. I mean, you know, let's just disregard the 30 doctors since the 1978 crime he perpetrated that have diagnosed him with paranoid schizophrenia. Let's just throw that out the window.
Let's just ignore that. Okay, so then that changes things.
What's that? Was that a rug? Oh, I'm on my ass.
This has been Those Damn Ross Kids.
Hey, Cole.
Damn it, you beat me to it. You heard me inhaling, and then you did it. You done it, son. All right, so what can you do? What can you do?
No, what can you do?
What can you, the person who is hearing this, who is not Chris, do? Okay, I'm going to make this super quick, super easy, all of this. You're pointing at me as if you have something to say.
Yes, I do. They can go to duckfeed.tv.
That is the one-stop shop for all of your podcast entertainment.
Yeah, those are the other shows too. But if you put a slash Those Damn Ross Kids, you can come to us if you want to listen to the rest of the things that Cole does in his free time, let's just say. Some of his extracurriculars. You can check out the rest of the shows on the network. There is a link at the top that says, I believe, Tip Jar.
Yes.
Where you can click on, and that's going to link you to an Amazon page, which is a referral site, correct, Cole?
Yes. So the way that that works, and it's been incredibly successful in the past, so know that if you use that, it's a huge difference. But if you do that, and you order whatever, you know, the holidays are coming up, the Christmas creep is ready to attack, you buy whatever you're going to buy, whatever video game, whatever, you know, muslin blanket or whatever, you know, you're going to get. 4% of that goes to us. No extra charge to you. We just get credit for sending you to the biggest store in the entire world. And that helps support the blog hosting. It helps support the bandwidth to get these episodes to you. And it makes a huge difference.
Sure. And me personally, because I don't belong to the referral account that Cole has set this up on, I've looked at how much toilet paper am I using? How much dish soap am I using? And I've applied that to a quarterly order with the subscription service towards household supplies, detergent, and things that I would normally buy that don't necessarily mean that I'm giving anything to anyone other than Amazon and vicariously, making this happen.
This little stupid show that I like.
Sure, so. Absolutely. So you can also pop onto Facebook where you can say, hey, how you doing? You mm-hmm. can connect with other people who may or may not comment, may or may not like. You can also see what's going on as far as new shows going up, new shows coming down, how the feed changes.
Yeah.
It's a wave. It's an in and out, an ebb and flow. You can get on iTunes, which is probably most likely how you're accessing this show.
Statistically, yes.
You can leave a star, 2, 3, 4, 5, probably 5.
Yeah, I mean, most likely 5.
Based on tonight's performance. And leave a review. Say how awesome you thought it would be or is.
The potential that we are alluding
the
to.
The potential it hey, could reach to. Hey, 2 years in, they're almost there. But other than that, tell a friend, tell a colleague, and most of all, tell yourself. See you next week.
Good night.